This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. Could you have a savant hidden inside your brain? Savants have amazing skills. You may have seen them on the news or in some kind of documentary. For example, they might have the ability to draw or sculpt in incredible detail, or they might have photographic memories that allow them to recall things just after one exposure to a book or something like that. Or there's a guy who can recite pi to 22,000 digits from memory. Any kind of thing like that seems amazing to normal human beings because we can't even approach that sort of capability. But is it possible that we all have some of these capabilities embedded inside our brains and they're simply lying dormant or they're being overshadowed by other parts of our brains? One of my favorite books of all time is called Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards, and she gets at this from an interesting angle. Her book's goal is to teach ordinary people how to draw, and the way she does it is by teaching the reader how to turn off the left side of the brain. So she has this set of exercises in the book that are designed to get the left side of the brain, the verbal side of the brain, to shut up so that the right side of the brain, which can do the drawing part, can actually do its thing without interruption from the left side. So, for example, one of her exercises is to take a line drawing and just turn it upside down and start sketching the upside down version. And the idea is that when it's right side up, the left side of the brain is chunking everything symbolically and saying, well, this is an eye and this is a nose. And then the right side of the brain can't really see what's going on and gets overshadowed by this chunking. When you turn off the left side of the brain by turning the picture upside down so it can't recognize anything, what you're left with is the right side of the brain being able to see the actual line segments that are sitting there on the paper and being able to copy them. And suddenly you can draw. You can actually trace that picture, drawing it without actually tracing it. You're seeing what's really there and drawing what's really there without interruption from the left side of the brain. It turns out that there's now a more recent technique that's turning off the left side of the brain using something called transcranial magnetic stimulation. What that translates into is high-intensity magnetic pulses directed into the left hemisphere that essentially disable it for a period of time, a few minutes. And when they do that, it appears that we all do have savant capabilities that are being overshadowed by the left side of the brain that go beyond drawing. So, for example, they stimulate someone's brain with magnetic pulses, and this person can now suddenly count things in the way that an autistic person might be able to. You might have seen the movie Rain Man, where a box of matches drops on the floor or something like that, and an autistic person, some with savant capabilities, can look at it and immediately count how many matches are there, 100 or 150, whatever. They see the actual image of what's there and can count it. So with transcranial magnetic stimulation, a normal person can start to do something very similar to that. In the same way, a normal person can go from memory and draw a much more accurate picture of a horse, say, than could be possible with the left side of the brain active. If you think about it, this is really exciting research because it means that the idea of a savant is not unusual. Apparently, we all have that stuff sitting inside our brains, but it's being overshadowed by the symbolic processing capabilities of the left hemisphere. If scientists can figure out how to disable the left hemisphere for periods of time, for example, transcranial magnetic stimulation does that. It's just very short acting. If they could come up with a pill or a therapy of some kind that could turn off the left side of the brain and allow you to turn it back on later on, obviously, then it could be that we could all tap into these savant capabilities whenever we want to.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.